Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Dress Down Day. It is October 3rd, 2022. We missed you. We love you. How are you feeling today, Leanna?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We are really swinging here in October. It's Mean Girls Day. This is the day where people love to share that meme of
Samuels. I think it's enough of that.
Here's my opinion.
We did it. We've done it.
That's my opinion on a lot of things that people aren't like, and I'm guilty of this to a certain extent, but I'm trying to get better of like, we've done it, you know? That's kind of why I started making fun of Ray Dunn, because it was like, at first, this is kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, right? It's like, okay, it says butter on the butter.
Yeah.
Cup on the cup. But then it's like, all right, 6 years later.
It's too much.
It still says carpet on the carpet. It's like, this is a little...
Do we need to
we're done.
Drain everything completely dry?
It's kind of like pumpkin. If I was pumpkin's PR,
watch yourself now.
If I was pumpkin's public relations or publicist person, I'd be like, listen, we gotta go away for a little while. We gotta want the public to want us again.
Yeah.
Because now they make pumpkin gas at the gas station, and it's a little too much.
Yeah.
We don't need everything to be pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little oversaturated.
I agree. It's good to miss things. It's good to miss things for a little bit. You know, when you want your husband to go on the boys' trip every now and then because you want to miss him a little bit to keep the love alive.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Am I right?
Sure.
So that's that.
And I feel like that's the whole thing with a lot of things these days. With the It's Gonna Be May meme, and it's like...
May the 4th be with you.
It's like, are we just... I mean, let's... Let every dog have its day. Like, let's if it's special and it's new for that day.
Sure.
But like, we're beating things over the head here.
We really are.
You know, and I think that we should just let's move on to something new and express ourselves in a new way.
It goes with what you've said before, like that we just keep living. Nothing's changed in the past 10-20 years. It's been the same every single year.
Every year is the same.
Every year is the same, and we're contributing to that by doing all of these things over and over and over again every single year.
And I think when you get older, the shorter the years feel. So it feels like we were just here.
Absolutely.
It's like we just shared this.
Oh, last Christmas time, we bought Eric's parents Christmas ornaments from Hobby Lobby, and we forgot to bring them when we went to New York. So we never gave them to them for Christmas. And if you mentioned this to me yesterday or whatever, like, didn't it feel like we just were like, oh, we didn't give them the Christmas ornaments. We'll give them to them next year. And now Christmas is already, what, 2 months away, 3 months away?
I can bring them home for next. I mean, you know, in November, that's not too soon.
Yeah.
Because it's like, here you guys go for your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right?
That is fucking
scary. Yeah. We went to Home Goods the other day, as we do, because we live there. And it's okay. This podcast is for October 3rd, but right now we're recording this September 28th, which is our Lee anniversary. Happy Lee anniversary, Leanna.
Happy Lee anniversary. Nine years. How does it feel?
9 years together. Feels like we've been together too long. So I gotta love too. I'm always like, before we were engaged, I would say like we've been together for like 7 years. People would be like, oh God.
I know.
And they would be horrified by
it.
And
they
I was
would.
Like, what the fuck do you mind your business? So the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's not even October technically while we're recording this. We go to Hobby Lobby and there's barely Halloween stuff left.
Yeah.
I mean
we
what? It's Christmas already.
We still have more than a month.
Yes.
Before Halloween comes.
It's September.
And the stuff has already come and gone.
Staples is still with the back to school sales. You know, what are we doing here?
No, I think that's done, but same thing before school even starts.
I'm just saying, like, what the fuck's... I didn't know. Was it always this bad?
So I guess that's why it makes the years feel shorter as well, because we're just like rushing through everything.
No.
Put the Halloween stuff out in September. Get it out before September. Well, like, it's crazy. Yeah. Home Goods actually has Christmas stuff already.
But that's the
Christmas
thing.
Christmas
decor. Like, the reason, okay, the reason things are special is because they're not every day. Mm-hmm. And I think the more you try to force it earlier and earlier, the less special it is, the less the less of a memory it's going to feel like, mm-hmm. because it just – it's all because of marketers and fucking the garbage, low-life, greedy, cock-sucking companies trying to make as much money as possible. So they want to sell this shit for 4 months instead of just 1 month. But I don't remember as a kid this shit being this crazy. Because I think kids have a great perspective. They don't start getting into Halloween until it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like a little boy or a little girl at school right now, they think Halloween is fucking that. It's like light years away for them. They got to get through a lot of shit before mm-hmm. they get to like, and a day is long to them.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like we need to you know, kids live in the moment more, and it's important for adults to do that. Mm-hmm. I think it's healthy to live in the fucking moment. Don't force things. Don't rush things.
I agree.
And I remember when I worked at CVS, one thing like freaked me out was I put the Christmas like candy around like in like the sections, right? Mm-hmm. And then I remember like a week before Christmas, we got
you were getting rid of
Valentine's
it.
Day stuff mm-hmm. in like on like stock night.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? This is when stores get this? Mm-hmm. In fucking December? I was horrified.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know.
It's crazy how the holiday will come and the stuff will already be gone from the stores. Like Christmas Day, you go, say, to CVS, say you want to get some Hershey Kisses or something. For the most part, they're already gone. Yeah. Like they're already moving on to the next thing. It's so weird. It's like, how can I enjoy this when it's like half here, it's half not? Or like for the Halloween stuff, it's like, well, I was buying all the Halloween stuff
in August
last month. Yeah, 2 months ago. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't even feel like Halloween yet.
Yeah.
It's like when you want to go, when you're feeling spooky, when the pumpkin vibes hit you and mm-hmm. you say, oh my God, there's a chill in the air.
Yeah.
It's getting down to 57 degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking out the Uggs. Yeah. I'm breaking out my scarf. You know what? I'm switching from white nail polish to black. I know that's a big deal for the ladies.
Yeah. keep going. Right? Keep going.
Okay. That's
You're
all I got.
You're making my nipples hard.
So they got this, you know, they got it going on, right? They're all ready. You want to go to the store. You feeling spooky. You want to have a Halloween night with Hocus Pocus and your gals.
Yes.
And it's Christmas time in the stores.
I can't.
You're like,
no.
Did I get off at the wrong stop on the time machine?
Yeah.
Why am I – this is not right.
I don't approve of this.
Right?
It
should match where you are mm-hmm. in the spirit of the old Hallows or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and when you're feeling like an elf on the shelf and you're feeling like, you know, you want to go more holly experience mm-hmm. right after Thanksgiving, they moved on to Easter already. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
They really have.
I don't know what's going on.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's all just because they want us to spend money, like constantly spending money. But
of course, yeah.
It's not right. It's really not
right.
This is what makes people depressed.
We should put an end to this. I think that is contributing because it's ruining this. It, by the time Halloween and Christmas and whatever the fuck it is that you're preparing for, by the time it gets there, you're already over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's already.
Absolutely.
And I understand. I do understand people who want to like make it last as long as possible. Mm-hmm. But that's the magic. You mm-hmm. can't make it last. You're not supposed to make it last.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for that one day mm-hmm. or that one week mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, like maybe a couple of days before Halloween when you go on a haunted hayride, you're talking about nipples. Now my nipples are hot. You know, there's nothing like a cold night on a haunted hayride when the girl you had a crush on gets scared, grabs your hand, mm-hmm. and shoves it down her pants. I mean, there's nothing like that, honey.
Oh, my God. I just want to say, I don't talk like that.
Oh,
I
shut
just
up.
Knew.
It was funny. You're ruining it. You're ruining it.
I'm just saying. You're I don't want people it. To think I'm a dirtbag for talking like that, but I knew that you would laugh. I
you're
knew
ruining
would,
it.
I knew it would get you.
You're ruining it.
All right, sorry.
You know what to get me, Randy. I don't love this camera angle because you could see my socks.
Whatever. At least you got nice socks on. Like, you don't have holes or brown bottoms.
You know,
that's the worst.
Hold on. Speaking of you bring up a good point.
And I want to mention something about this too.
No,
you could go first.
It's okay. You're going to forget.
Recently, we went somewhere. And
a really nice house.
A really nice house. We weren't necessarily asked, but there was a sign by the door that said, "Please take your shoes off."
Oh, it was the house that you needed to take your shoes off.
So I take my shoes off, and now obviously, like, I knew we were going here, but I never thought, oh, I would have to take my shoes off. Long story short, I was wearing your white long socks.
So now
that are like five sizes too big. Okay. They're white. The bottoms are brown. I was horrified. I'm walking around this gorgeous house.
It was a mansion.
This mansion that's like brand new. There's marble everywhere. And I'm walking around with like the toes flopping like past my feet.
You look at the Grinch's socks.
Yes.
Remember when the Grinch?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, first of all, time out.
I'm so sad about it. I'm still sad about it.
Time out. First of all, I don't know why you wear my socks. I don't know why that is a thing. I've offered to buy you. You can wear them, but for the reason I just said, you look like a dirt bag when you take your shoes off. Second of all, I don't know about you, but I've followed the trends. I'm not delusional enough to act like I'm this, because you know I always speak about being an individual and don't follow what other people are doing. But then certain times it's like, whatever. I got checkered Vans because they just got popular. And I was like, oh, those are pretty cool. I'm just gonna get them. I'm gonna follow what the trends are. I admit it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So white socks.
Mm-hmm.
Have they made a comeback in your mind? Because in my mind, white socks have made a huge comeback. I don't know if you know that.
Where did they go? They were gone.
So
for a little
bit? I would say I was about 12 years old when all the boys my age, we started to switch to an ankle black sock.
Okay.
2002, 2003, 2004, it was no longer.
I mean, the ankle socks were huge.
So like ankle socks used to come up to like here. A little past the actual ankle bone.
That's not an ankle sock.
Shut up.
No one calls that an ankle sock. It's not an ankle sock.
Yes, they were.
The ankle sock comes below the bone.
No, I'm following the evolution of the ankle sock. Honey, please shut up.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if they called them ankle socks though.
They did.
All
right. Google ankle socks right now. Go ahead. So while she's doing that, while I was rudely interrupted, they used to come above the ankle bone in like 2003, 2004. Okay,
these all go below.
Okay, but that's 2022.
All right, whatever. Go.
They didn't make ankle socks in the 80s. You had to do this whole thing. Did you ever do this?
Yeah, no.
You ever pull it down,
fold
and,
it,
and
yep.
do this thing, and like and make your own ankle sock. You ever do that? Did you ever do that?
No. I do that now with your long socks. I do that because I want the top to be long. But can I show you what we used to do?
Yeah.
So we would take this.
Oh, I've seen these before. Yeah. They would do that. All right, that's too much. You're showing heel.
We would do that. Those would fall
off your heel, though.
But that's what we would do.
All right, I remember that. But okay, why did you do that, though? Why did you do that and not just wear the below?
Because because they probably didn't make ankle socks then.
So why did she interrupt me, folks?
Because I'm saying,
why did you listen? This is what it's like living with a woman.
The ankle
Why did you do it?
The ankle sock did come about eventually.
I was getting there.
Okay, go.
I was fucking, you gotta let me get there.
All right, go.
You're cutting me off in traffic. So, before I was disgustingly rudely interrupted, unnecessarily interrupted, around 2003, 2004, that's when I noticed, they started making like end one socks and like, you know, a fucking, the NBA logo on it, maybe a Jordan, maybe a Nike. I couldn't afford the Nike socks. That wasn't happening in Los Angeles.
No.
So, my mom would get me like, you know, Walmart specials, Kmart specials.
The gold toe.
For Christmas.
Did you get the gold toe?
Never, no, but I started.
You never got the gold toe?
I don't think so. I had like a gray toe.
Yeah.
A gray toe with the red line.
A Hanes.
Yeah.
A Hanes.
We got a Hanes, you know, and back then, if I had holes in them, I had to keep rocking them.
Yeah.
I wasn't throwing out socks. Who you would throw out socks? So I just wanted to say, I didn't mean for this to be this long, but Leanna had to interrupt me and throw off the whole story and ruin the story.
You're making the story longer by saying this. You're possibly making the story longer by saying this.
So, you know, the evolution, I feel like guys my age, by the time I was like 17, 18, 19, it was just ankle, black ankle socks. No one was rocking white anymore, especially the high white ones. And I think with this whole 90s comeback with the baggy jeans, Air Force Ones and shit, you see a lot of like, your sister's 16, mm-hmm. and she's who I look at where the culture is, because that's mm-hmm. through the eyes of a 16-year-old, and she rocks high white socks.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I think they made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucking hard. I don't care. I've bought like over this past year, like I would get those big packs.
Mm-hmm.
I would get, there was like 20 socks.
Mm-hmm.
You wear them one time.
Destroyed.
They're destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wear white socks anywhere without them being black on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like you just walked in a bunch of tar.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, mm-hmm. but that's, unfortunately, that's what happens. You should have thought to wear nice socks on your day out. I don't know why you didn't.
I had no intention on taking my shoes off at any time.
So you've never been scarred as a little kid.
Now I'm scarred.
Were you ever scarred as a little kid? Because I had that scarring years ago, and it is burned into the fiber of my being that whenever I leave the house and I go anywhere, I'm literally prepared for someone to ask me to take my pants off and my shoes off. I have the nicest.
What happened to you as a child? Who asked you to take your pants and shoes off?
I just remember like not having cool boxers. A lot of my friends had like novelty boxers and cool. I had like just boring ass Hanes.
Ew.
And then I remember when I had an Eminem poster when I was like, I don't know, 10. And he had Calvin Klein underwear.
Mm-hmm.
From that day on, I was like, I want Calvin. I would ask my mom every Christmas for Calvin Klein underwear when I was like 11. Because I was embarrassed. I had shitty underwear mm-hmm. and like shitty socks. Now I have really nice socks. If they even show any signs of wear, I throw them out.
Not true, because I was wearing those white ones that were brown on the bottom.
Well, the white ones, like I said, what am I going to do? Throw them out after one thing? One wash?
They really don't last. It's terrible.
They have to be disposable. You got to wear them one time. It's ridiculous.
Even with bleach.
Yeah.
Nothing could take that black off. Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing.
I want to, you know, you, I, something, speaking of like socks and everything, like I want to be a slipper guy, but it's never worked out for me. It just never worked
around
out.
The house?
Yeah.
Why not?
It just never works out for me. I don't know what it is.
You never
like
got
be so,
a pair. I gotta get
cozy.
You a nice pair.
I asked you 100 times, like a fun surprise for Christmas, you know, whatever, and you've never once, which is very strange to me.
No, because you wanted me to make them.
Okay.
And I didn't. I haven't perfected.
And you refused
the slipper yet.
Whatever. The point is, do you think? I know you rock slippers a lot.
Love a good slipper.
I wonder who uses them. You think a lot of people?
I think so.
The key is, though, but like, okay, do you like the ones with the bottoms that you can walk outside?
Well, no.
Then you can't walk around your house.
Exactly. No, I don't do that. Mm. They could have outside bottoms, but I'm not walking outside with them.
I think it's a good idea. Pete Corielli mm-hmm. is a comedian. Him and Sebastian Maniscalco have a podcast. He mentioned once that he has indoor sneakers. I never thought of anything like that. Because there's something about socks that I don't know what it is.
Gross you out.
No, it doesn't gross me out. It's like a little too informal. For like when you go to someone's house, like it's game night or wine night or mm-hmm. whatever it is, and everyone's in their socks, there's a little something. Like right now, like my socks are on display. I got a cute novelty Wu-Tang sock and they're whatever. But it feels like if you could see my sneakers, it would make this feel a little more formal and a little more...
Yeah.
Engage. I don't know. Something about it is like, it's almost like you guys are I'm still getting dressed.
If I was having a party and it was, I don't know, it was an Oscar party, say.
Oscar party.
Oscar party themes, and everyone wore gowns and suits.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't make – if you're coming into my home, I prefer you to take your shoes off. But if we were doing that type of party, I wouldn't make people take their shoes off for that reason. Because the shoe probably goes with the outfit.
Okay.
Once you take that shoe off, now you're losing the theme of the party.
I feel that way about my outfit in general. Like when I go to someone's house, like my shoes are a big part of the outfit. Mm-hmm. You know, once I remove those, it's like, well, my outfit's not complete anymore.
But there's something nice about being shoeless
at someone's house. Of course, you're comfortable.
It's more cozy.
How cool would it be if we had sneakers that we only wore indoors?
I don't wear shoes indoors, so I don't need it.
Okay. I think I'm gonna try it out because sometimes like.
Yeah, because you love to wear your shoes in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not good. It's not. I mean, I also fall asleep on the couch. We take naps sometimes. I'll be wearing jeans.
You're a psychopath. You're actually a psychopath.
I'm not someone who gets very uncomfortable easily. I think a lot of people need to be a little fucking stronger in this life. I gotta be comfortable. I just need to.
I'm very weak.
Joe Albano. I would always Joe Albano. I need to. I'm like, just shut up, Joe. Just sit down. All right. He's always like, I gotta get comfortable. I'm like, you're like a fucking old man. Just fucking whatever. You don't need to be perfect right now. You're 12 years old. You could be a little uncomfortable.
I get it. If I'm wearing jeans, you're the worst. I come home, I gotta put something comfortable on.
I know. What are you wearing? You get naked as soon as you get home, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you need to put on you have like the most disgusting, ratty, hideous clothes that you wear around the house. I'm
in my own home. I want to be comfortable.
But don't you like, even if it's just for you, even if no one's watching, you get mad at me all the time.
No.
I wear like my favorite sweatshirt around the house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I love this sweatshirt. I don't care that I'm not at a party. I don't care that no one can see me. I bought these clothes for me. I don't care if anybody can see me. I love the way I feel wearing these clothes. And you only wear nice clothes when you're going somewhere. Otherwise, absolutely, you look like you're homeless.
I know.
And I just gotta say, I'm probably gonna fall out of love with you. just that's all I'm gonna say. You know, I'm not making any promises.
That's what you say to me on my anniversary. You're disgusting.
All right. So I made a video. So should we get into this now?
Yeah, get into it.
I made a video last week showing people that I found what we saw cheese for sale at Burlington Coat Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, it's just Burlington now. Didn't know that, but thanks to the comments, that's what I saw. A lot of people said you should have went back and like. A lot of people said you should have bought it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, I wish you would have bought it. Now we never know. Eric, please go back and buy the cheese. Well, I did, and here it is. I went back, and shocker, it was still there. Because who the fuck's buying cheese at Burlington Coat Factory? Okay, so we went back and I bought it. It's $1.50. It's the best 6 quarters I've ever spent. And so I don't. There's a few questions. First of all, people asked. People were like, I didn't know Burlington Coat Factory had a refrigerated section.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
They don't.
This was just on the shelves.
On the shelves next to the foot masks.
There was a coconut foot mask. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, the office Pez dispenser, mm-hmm, and then sharp cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was just out in the aisle. It's warm. Okay. First of all, it says thought that. I want to peel these off actually because I'm gonna see. Let's see what they were trying to sell for.
Surprisingly enough, when we went back to get it today, there was more on the shelves.
There was different kinds of cheese.
There was more. So I don't know if maybe the demand is there for the cheese at Burlington. Maybe people do want it. On the back it says $2.99 too.
Oh, where? Oh, okay. So there it is. Maybe that was that.
So that might have been the original price.
$2.99. It's a sharp cheddar cheese.
I mean, it because it's like smashed and it looks like there's like juice in it.
People wanted us to try it. We have to cook with this or do something with it. Should we do something with it? You like cheese.
I love cheese.
Would you eat a sharp cheddar?
I would love a sharp cheddar. I just don't know if this will be safe.
People thought that it expired in May. The back actually has the real expiration. It expires November 1st. So we got a month. We got a month to use this sharp cheddar. Feel it. It feels like Play-Doh. We got to cook with it. We got to get back to you and let you know if the cheese was worth the squeeze. There's a lot of liquid in it. I don't know, but it was not refrigerated. And by the way,
cheddar doesn't usually have this much liquid.
I gotta say, paying for it was something I was a little nervous about, because the woman behind the register, I thought she was gonna be like,
she didn't even bat an eye.
She didn't even care.
No,
she just said, "You want a bag?" And I'm like, you know, I'm buying cheese from this place, right?
$1.50.
You want to ask if I'm okay? So that was an interesting thing. She must see some shit, because my dad goes to Burlington a lot, and that's the kind of clientele they deal with. So
I guess it's not weird. She must have people buying the cheese.
A lot of girls also said that they go to like TJ and Marshall's for like these jams. They make jams. I don't know. Something about the cheese. It's kind of like the food at the dollar store. It's like, I don't know if we should be buying this here. But then again, we're getting poisoned by fucking Kroger and everybody else too. They're putting plastic in your cheese, you know?
Good point. What I wanted to say about the jams, or like I saw one woman said she buys pasta, but that's stuff that's not...
Pasta's hard. No?
Okay.
I just feel like I could just sit there and get, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that stuff's not refrigerated. You buy that stuff in an aisle, a regular aisle,
but
anyway.
But you just read, this doesn't have to be refrigerated.
I know, but I'm telling, cheddar's not juicy. Cheddar's not a juicy cheese. I like my mozzarella wet. I like my ricotta to be a little wet. Ooh. I like my burrata to be a little wet.
Oh.
Not my cheddar. Mm. My cheddar's supposed to be hard.
Oh.
Firm.
So you're saying hard, wet, all in the same sentence. So what can you want to make me eggs with this?
Sure.
Do you want to?
You should be the test dummy, not me.
All right, so there you go. I went back and bought it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. We got to eat it. We'll do something with it. It's getting morphy. Ugh. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that.
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty loud. The downstairs neighbor's like, is he throwing cheese up there? Pissed. Yeah, I don't know. There you go. We should eat it. I'm going to try to eat it, and I'm going to let you know if it's good. Because let's be honest here. I've eaten a lot worse. You know, I've eaten a lot worse. I've eaten M&Ms I found under the couch. I have, you know.
Speaking of M&Ms, I got an email. So I'm on the M&Ms subscription newsletter.
Okay, time out. Sidetrack really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because I've bought M&Ms from the M&Ms website.
Oh, before. Yeah, that's right. For my 30th birthday, I had my face on the M&Ms, which was the best gift.
Yeah.
Anybody's ever given me?
Yeah.
I love you, Leanne.
Yeah.
So the reason why I asked, though, is because I am on a – I think I've said this before, but I think people like having 1,000 emails because they kind of feel like they're like a bit like P. Diddy, and they feel like they're very busy and important, and they see that number, and it's a delusional thing. Like I have a lot of responsibilities, but it's just all Bed Bath & Beyond.
I think people are just lazy.
Definitely.
You got to keep up with it. If you're not deleting the emails every single day, it just gets out of hand. And then I think people are too lazy to go in and delete all of them. I get itchy if I see that I have a lot of emails. Like I have to go in and delete them.
I see people have 100,000. What are they doing? Well, how did your life get like that? Because I got to a point when I was younger and I remember when I was like 17, 18 and I had like – I got my iMac in my bedroom and I set up the email, and that's when I started like to realize just how much shit. Because before then, before people had their own like computers, it was like a kind of a weird thing, the email. Like it was like, I don't know. As you got older, obviously you get from a lot of business and stuff. The reason I bring that up is because I would like to implore everyone out there who hates getting emails. Like I got one from Whole Foods, and every time I get an email in the morning or whatever, when I wake up and I check my emails, if there's Whole Foods or, you know, fucking M&Ms, whatever, I scroll down, and instead of deleting it, I unsubscribe.
Yep.
Now, I've unsubscribed from MLB.TV.
They don't always delete
times,
you. Yeah.
100 times. They don't fucking – I'm still trying, but, you know, Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up and say that I found it interesting that you're still, after all these years, you didn't think to unsubscribe from the M&Ms.
Well, no, because
We were going to do one for the wedding too, probably?
Yes, we were going to maybe do them for the wedding. So I wanted to get coupons and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to see what coupons they're offering.
Nice.
So anyway, so I got an email from M&Ms. We have someone new to introduce you to.
Oh. Who is it?
Introducing.
Is it me? Do I have a deal with M&Ms?
The purple M&M.
Ooh, really?
Yes. She isn't afraid to express herself authentically. And
it's
she? It's a she.
I thought all the M&Ms were they now. Seriously.
No, who said that?
I'm not kidding.
Didn't say they were they.
Last year, the green M&M. She's wearing sneakers.
That doesn't mean she's they. They just gave her sneakers because she was uncomfortable for wearing heels from all that time.
She loved her sex appeal, and I loved it too. Anyway.
Well, Purple isn't afraid to express herself authentically, and she embraces her true self. Flaws and all.
I gotta tell you something.
By following her lead, please let me finish. We might all be able to connect with each other just a little bit more.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. So okay, because it's gonna be you, M&Ms, with your dyed candy, killing the world with your fucking poison chemicals. You're the ones that are going to cure the earth of its problems by selling chocolate. Listen, I love you, M&Ms. Always have, always will. Let's bring it down a notch.
I mean, okay? this is a beautiful message.
I think it's wonderful.
One for all and all for fun. M&M's is a chocolate brand on a mission. We believe in championing?
Yeah.
The power of fun to create a world where everyone feels they belong. We welcome Purple. The more color in the world, the more fun there is to share. With her optimistic outlook, quirky nature, and authentic charm, our newest crew member reminds us to embrace our true selves.
Okay. That's beautiful. I have no problem with that. Of course.
I like this.
Always more inclusion. Yes, color. Yes, whatever. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. She's
gorgeous.
Who the fuck is going to know any of that unless they read the email and go to the website? The average person is not going to see the purple M&M and think, oh my God, I should be better to my fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's funny when these come, like M&Ms, if you want to be truly progressive, if you want to really make a change in the world, start by taking the cancerous chemicals, the carcinogens out of your ingredients.
Yeah,
that's all you should be doing.
I agree.
Okay? I still love M&Ms. I still eat them because I'm a fucking hypocrite, low-life moron, and I just love peanut M&Ms. But I'll still at least talk about my problems with them. Leanna, did you know? In 1996, I think it was 1996, there was a contest to vote for the newest M&M color.
Really?
You're too young. You're way too young to remember that.
Never heard of this.
I remember when I was a kid, I would see them at like CVS or whatever. I think you would like write your, I vote for blue! And you put it in.
Okay.
It was blue. I thought purple.
Okay.
And another color.
Fighting for it to be the newest member.
Fighting to be the newest member.
How could I look this up? What was the, what year?
What year did the blue M&M come out? Because I remember, I'm going to say 1996. And I remember before then there was
1996. Why did you say it like that?
My dad says that. I don't know why. I just, you know.
In 1995, Americans voted to change
95?
Tan M&Ms to blue. Huh? The tan colored candies had replaced violet in 1949.
What?
Is violet and purple the same? Is violet and purple like the same?
They're pretty close.
So she's back. Why aren't they saying that she's back?
Okay, here's the thing. When I was banging, back when I was a huge M&M fan. It was kind of nerdy, I guess, but I don't know. I was younger. I was in.
It's cute.
I was in grammar school. I had a lot of M&M like I guess merch you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of M&Ms every year for Christmas and like my birthday. My aunt would get me like cute M&Ms. I had like, you know, the blue mug. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of candy dispensers. I had an M&M phone. I have a huge giant circle M&M towel. It's in the shape of an M&M.
Yeah.
I love them, you know. So it was the blue was on the bag of the almonds. Yellow was on the bag of the peanut, Mm-hmm. Red was on the bag of original.
Regular.
Green. What the fuck was that, bitch? I don't remember. That was like coconut or mint or one of these weird ones. Orange was crispy.
Ah.
Those are my favorite of all times.
Yeah.
And I don't see them in stores anymore. They're probably going away. But they came back in like 2016 or something, 15, mm-hmm. 16, and Leanna went to the city and got me bags.
Yeah.
That is why you're my bride. So, but unfortunately, when we started working out more seriously in 2020 during the quarantine, I started to research ingredients. I fucking love them, but I can't eat them all the time. Sometimes it's fine.
Honestly,
but I'll drink Pepsi because I'm a fucking moron.
Yeah, when I eat M&Ms though,
you could taste chemicals.
I don't feel like I'm that person, but I know you'll say that I am, I do believe that I taste. Like, they taste weird to
Definitely.
Me. I feel like I'm tasting something that I should be consuming.
I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm not saying people don't be – I'm saying people usually – their whole personality is, look how healthy I am. And they go too far. Like, oh, my God, I can't even taste – it's like, okay, but explain to us how you got there. Not – you weren't just born with this extensive palate. Like, you know what I mean? You can taste the difference. There are some times where I'll be eating M&Ms now and I'm like, oh my God, these taste weird.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just thought that, you know, I thought that it was 1996. I found out it's 95. And I also found out that it's tan. I never knew M&Ms had tan. And I don't know. I love companies for being progressive. I love them including everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's kind of like what I said last week about John Lennon one day being like, I just want to make music. And then I am the second coming of Christ. It's just interesting to think of the impact these companies think they have.
Mm-hmm.
And like the funny thing with M&Ms is like they're going this like, look how inclusive and great we are, which is a very progressive ideology, which I agree with. I think it's beautiful. But also, once you start going towards progressive ideologies, eating healthy, caring about your ingredients is a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about values. They care about making money. This has nothing to do with any of that because they also said last year they wanted to address the orange anxieties. The orange M&M's anxiety level.
Yeah, so this says...
It's just like, who do you think's buying this shit?
In January, this is a headline or just a title to an article. Orange M&M is now a Gen Z icon because of its extreme anxiety.
I mean, if you're a real Gen Z kid who is very, you know, very now in their views, understands anxiety, understands... all of this shit that is more progressive,
mm-hmm.
your parents are not giving you M&Ms because that goes against everything they stand for.
Well, yes,
sustainability in farming and harming the earth and putting poison in your body. M&Ms is all of that they are not supposed to be for.
But there are Gen Z kids who are raised by parents who are, you know, who have an old school mentality or whatever you want to call it, who don't care and will give their kids M&Ms.
But are the kids who if the orange M&M being their hero,
mm-hmm.
they don't – what's ironic is that some – I think some ingredients in M&Ms, I'm not sure.
I think they're better now. I'm sure they're still not great.
I think there's ingredients that lead to inflammation, which makes anxiety worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an ironic thing to say he's our anxiety king and he's probably making your anxiety worse.
Yeah.
So to me, that's the whole thing. It's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. I have no problem with inclusion. I have no problem with any of that. But let's pretend we're helping the world when we're really fucking evil cocksuckers.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but I think you can have a cartoon character icon to represent, you know, someone with anxiety,
mm-hmm.
but like it should be, I don't know, like what's a popular cartoon character?
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob or like a Star Wars person. Like I don't. I don't know. Help me out. Help me all out. Right. What's a popular course?
Okay, that's fine.
Or give Elsa, you know, anxiety. Not a candy character. People, no offense to the M&Ms. I love them. They're great. They're adorable. But no one's looking to an M&M to relate to.
You bring up a good point, Leanne.
Thank you.
Which I've never thought of before, but I've said this about Whole Foods and I've said this about Trader Joe's. You walk in there, it feels like you're shopping in a brown bag. There's no spirit. Mm-hmm. There's no soul. Everything's brown or army green. Mm-hmm. And I love shopping there because they're products. I've never thought of this before until you just said this, Leanne.
Spit it out.
Fred Flintstone.
Mm-hmm.
Fruity Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Toucan Sam. Fruit Loops.
Okay.
Tony the Tiger. Frosted Flakes. Okay. SpongeBob is probably on Gushers, Fruit Roll-Ups.
For sure.
Everything you can think of. Mm-hmm. You got the Star Wars crew. They're on everything.
Okay.
Why is there no Larry the Lizard liberal on healthy snacks? Why are there no popular characters? Why is Mickey not on the face of really, really, really good, healthy food for children? Why is Mickey only on the poison? Why is Donald Duck only on the poison?
They're all in cahoots.
I smell a conspiracy here.
Yeah, they're all in cahoots, I'm sure.
Right?
They don't care about people. They care about money, all of them.
But
Mickey cares about money.
But there's money to be made with eating healthy. I think definitely
not as much though. Definitely not as much.
Is Whole Foods too good for marketing? I don't get it. All you have to do is put cocoa. I would buy. Mm-hmm. If they put Ernesto de la Cruz on a healthy cereal, I'm buying it. Mm-hmm. I'm buying it.
By the way, healthy cereal doesn't exist.
It's the most disgusting.
I don't think it exists.
Well, I mean, it's like it's just wheat in a bowl. It's hard wheat in a bowl. There's no taste to it.
No, it doesn't matter. It's still bad.
Oh, like all bad for you?
Yes, I've gone through many boxes of cereal. You know when you're just craving a bowl of cereal? You ever just crave a bowl of cereal?
You know who you're talking to.
I go through those little phases, and I'll go to Whole Foods, and I go through many a boxes. Can't find one. Cannot find one without garbage. Or not even sugar. You could get bland, no sugar.
They have
bad oils in it. Bad oils that cause inflammation, which cause my acne, which not a fan.
Not a fan of the inflammation.
No.
Got his hype. that's interesting to me. That's very, Leanna, you just blew my fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why is, yeah, there's not one. All you, well, let's, and all by the way, Toucan Sam, Frost, the fucking Trix Bunny, that little fucking crackhead, you know, all these people were created by Kellogg's and Post and General Mills. So Whole Foods, whoever the fuck makes, you know, Annie's, they got that little, was it a bunny or something?
Yeah.
Why not make commercials?
I'm sure he has a name.
Why don't they make commercials? That's very bizarre. Why don't they make commercials? Hey, kids. What's going on? My name's Trevor. I'm here to talk to you. Oh, my God. Let's follow the rainbow.
Yeah.
And he followed you with the rainbow, and he's all high as shit.
I don't know. Here, have
these, you know, shredded kale crisps, man. Mm-hmm. Fucking rot. And then the kids are like, Mommy, I want the kale shredded. You know, like, I want to be like Trevor's.
Yeah.
You know, he's living in a van and shit.
Yeah,
why does that not exist?
I don't know. It's a really good question.
I'm going to be a trillionaire. I'm going to make the first cartoon bird who is like, you know what I love, kids? Spending time with you. You know what I hate? Vegetable oils that cause cancer.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, honestly, I feel like that's how you need to do things sometimes.
What do you mean? That's how they market everything. That's how it's worked for millennia. You market to the fucking kids?
No. Scaring people.
Oh, hell yeah.
We watched this video yesterday. There's a hurricane coming. Hurricane Ian, I think it is, coming, that's going to hit Florida. And there was a news...
Really quickly, I saw that was...
It's fake.
No, no, that was from last year's
whatever
hurricane.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I saw a news thing, and the guy was like, he was basically like, if you don't evacuate, you will die, and so will your children. And honestly, I totally agree with that approach.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Scare people so they actually listen. Oh, I'll be fine. But your kids, oh, we got to go, you know, because people will do anything to protect their kids.
Good.
So I think, like, those companies should be doing the same exact thing. Obviously, you can't mention other brands because I'm sure you'll get sued. But, like, you know those potato chips that come in the red bag and they have nacho cheese and red dye 40 that are killing your kids and your grandkids and your entire family? Try us instead. Like, seriously.
Definitely.
I think that's a good approach to take because I think scaring people will actually get them to change.
Yeah. I think that what you just said, there could be like a cartoon bird on Nick Jr. or even during a YouTube video that has like this little thing and he's like, hey, go in your pantry right now. Do you see this chemical?
Yeah.
That's killing you. Yeah. Or it's making your anxiety worse. Or it's making whatever the fuck. It's an endocrine disruptor. All these things are bad and ours don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. So buy kale smacks.
Mm-hmm.
They taste like shit. But at least they're not killing you or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. We're onto something. We are onto something. And I think if we start asking questions, we're going to get killed because...
Oh, definitely.
There's definitely
a knock at the door.
There's definitely... That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, whatever the fuck. They just... The attention goes to where the money is. Or the money goes where the attention is. Whatever the fuck, however you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's just because sugar always... sugar is the best thing in the world. And just acknowledging that is important.
Mm-hmm.
But... like, that's why people love shit, because sugar is, like, you know, evolutionarily.
It's the worst thing, but it's delicious.
When we tasted sugar, there was an explosion in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the human ape thing we were knew where to find that again.
Mm-hmm.
It made it a memorable experience. So, like, we knew where to go to get this plant to remember this is good. Like, it's crazy, the science behind it. So, like, it's not always, like, you know, obviously obesity and heart disease, all this shit is bad. But, like, I wonder why they can't do the same movement. I guess it's just not enough money in it, you know? Those fucking Siete chips you like. God bless you, honey.
Thank you.
Those Siete chips you like, are they cheap? Not cheap, but are they, like, really expensive?
They go on sale all the time. Any bag of potato chips you buy nowadays are expensive. A bag of Doritos costs $6. So my Siete chips, at the most, maybe four and change.
You know...
but. I mean,
when I was learning about all this stuff, I asked Matt all these questions and he would be like, well, why do you love Pepsi so much?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, first of all, the taste. Second of all, there's
the nostalgia.
There's definitely an emotional connection I have with Pepsi that makes me feel like I'm at a sleepover in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely that impact it's had on me. All the commercials growing up and all the wonderful things. Dave Chappelle was a spokesperson when I was a kid. Like, all of these, like, that marketing worked so well on me.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that with a good product. We could do that with chips made in avocado oil instead of vegetables. Why the fuck not?
Definitely.
There's no way I'm this smart. There's definitely a reason why this isn't working.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, this is why. Oh, okay. I'm a fucking idiot. There's just not enough money. Or what do I got here? Something on my face. All right. We love you guys so much.
Love you guys.
We hope you enjoyed this. We hope this distracted you from the fact that you will perish. And we hope that you had a fun time listening. Hope it's a good, nice distraction from whatever the bullshit. Or if you just needed some time, something to listen to on the treadmill, you know?
Totally. Leave us a nice comment. Nice only.
A nice comment.
Can't say anything nice. Don't say anything at all.
Leave a review on iTunes.
Yes, leave a review on iTunes. Whatever.
Leave us 5 stars.
Also, send us an email, guys. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about, if you guys have any stories that you would like us to read and reflect on. That could be fun.
Yes, it's a lot better to send emails because they're in a cohesive spot, whereas with the comments, and I got a lot of messages, and I love you guys for listening. Thank you. But... it's better for me to have them all in one spot.
Yes.
The comments are great. I love it all. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. But I'm saying if you wanted us to like tell us a story or talk about something specific.
Ask us questions.
It'd be better for the email because mm-hmm. it's hard to they're kind of all over the place with the other ones. Mm-hmm. Like my Instagram messages or some people will just reply to my story with something and I just forget them or I don't see them all or whatever. So
just email. That's the point. Just email.
Okay.
We didn't need that.
Well, I was telling them why. It's because they might think, oh, well, I don't need any email. I'll just send them a message. And I'm telling you, it's better to have a message.
There's too many.
It's better to have an email.
Yeah. Okay. Love you guys. Until next time.